He taught Jordan how to dunk and throw a brick. He tips exclusively in $2 bills. Warren Buffett joined Twitter just to read his tweets. Dr. Gene asks him financial questions. He is Sweet Tea Teddy P, the most interesting chartered financial analyst in Kennesaw.
I don't always host a radio show, but when I do, it's Money Talks. Stay invested, my friends.
We're back. Bill Lako with Sweet Tea Teddy P. Parrish. And Dr. Gene Hensler.
You know what we haven't done is tell people how, if they want questions answered.
I did that before we went to the last break. DrGeneAndHensler.com. Say it with me. DrGeneAndHensler.com.
There we go. What else?
They can call us at 770-429-9166.
What else can they do?
They can tweet us. They can follow us on Facebook. They can download our app.
I'm just trying to tell
you. We're horrible marketers. LinkedIn. You listen to all these other shows, and all they do is talk about, come in, get a financial plan. Well, yes, you should come in and get a financial plan.
Call
if you
us.
Can't tell that we know what we're talking about, maybe you shouldn't call.
Mm-hmm. But we'll give you that number anyhow.
I'm the anti-salesperson.
770-429-9166. And you better have lots of money, and you better be nice.
Well, you got to be nice.
Yeah.
And if you think we're wrong about something, send an email.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah,
I
email.
Like to debate.
Yeah.
We'll make funny on air.
What is my taxable estate? Not me personally, Bill, but in general.
All right. In general, anything that is over $5.34 million. Personally.
So you can leave $5.34 million to anybody you want, and you won't. Your estate won't be taxed.
Correct.
And the people who receive it. I never
you won't have to pay estate tax. I'm not promising there will not be any income taxes.
Okay.
All right. Okay. But what is included in that estimate is all the property that you own at your death.
Okay.
So whether it's real estate, investments, business interests, personal property, mortgages, anything that you own.
Yeah.
Okay? And then you get to deduct from that funeral expenses, administration expenses, which might be executor fees, court costs, attorney's fees, appraisal fees.
Yeah. So that'd be above 5.34.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you left $6 million, they could bleed your estate out for a couple hundred thousand. It'd be okay.
Correct.
All right.
Correct. Certain debts, income taxes, state death taxes, and property left to your spouse.
Okay. Well, I have just one quick question.
Oh, and I'm sorry. And anything you give to charity, qualified charities.
Okay. So that could be taken out.
So one strategy would be to, hey, I got an IRA. It's got $100,000 in it. I got more than $5.3 million. I'm happy with what my spouse is going to get. I'm going to give the $1 million, or excuse me, the $100,000 in my IRA to Kennesaw State.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
And there's no income tax. So you avoid state tax and income tax.
Well, you're dead. You don't care. That's,
well, that's true.
The reason I'm talking about it, I just signed my will again today. And if there's anything wrong with that will, I'll let you guys fight over it when I'm dead.
No, no, no. We made sure they spelled Ted Parrish and Bill Lako properly. Everything is good. You're not a problem with that, Will. And maybe you should taste your food tonight.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I had something I was going to bring up about that, but the heck with it now. All right. Roberto and Sherry, we have $80,000 in cash and have recently paid off all of our credit cards. We have two children, 7 and 10. We only have one 529 started with $6,000 in it. Should we invest all of our savings in our college funds?
No.
No way, Jose.
No. Number one reason, your kids can actually borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
Heaven forbid they actually work and pay for their own college. But at the end of the day, what I would do is first make sure we've got emergency reserves in place. Second.
These sound like the kind of people who are that kind of people. But anyhow, go ahead. Have reserves.
Go ahead. Ask me. Go ahead.
I would say have reserves for yourself and plan for your own retirement.
No, absolutely. And
the
why
hell
is
with
that?
The brats.
Why is that? No, but listen, you would rather not be a burden on your children in retirement. Because think about when you would be retiring, what age your children would be. They'd probably be raising their own children and trying to save for their own retirement and pay for their own college expenses. So it's more important for you to save for your retirement than it is to figure out how to pay for college.
Yeah, the oldest is going to be in college in 8 years, and the youngest is going to be in in 11 years.
Yep.
And so my thoughts would be maximize your contributions to your 401k,
and your Roth.
IRAs, your Roths, everything else,
right.
And forget about the kids. And I don't mean I forget about the kids. Mm-hmm. But what I mean by that is when they get to that point, then you would stop putting money into your Roths and your IRAs, et cetera, and pay for their college education.
Right.
And my point is that children may have skills that you don't even recognize. Miles, who's still sort of a little bit of a runt,
mm-hmm.
may grow up to be 7'4" and be able to dunk a basketball
yep.
and make a living in mm-hmm. a full-ride scholarship in college. You know?
Well, in that case, they should take the 80 grand and go on vacation.
No, they said they paid off.
Oh, well, we have 80 grand. Yeah. I'm talking about
they have 80 grand in cash.
Teddy, quit working now.
Yep. Okay.
And send him to basketball camp. Uh-huh. He never goes to school again. It's yeah. basketball camp. Basketball camp. Yeah. Something like that. So with the $80,000 of cash, maximize your contributions to your IRAs and 401ks.
Yeah.
And $80,000 cash is plenty to have, and it's probably too much to have, quite frankly.
Yes. Agreed completely.
All right. This is from Freddie. I've held Dish Network for a while. They've been doing well this year, but I wanted to know if there's a better opportunities out there. For example, Cablevision and Time Warner.
You know, all of these companies have been involved in mergers of some sort. I mean, Time Warner was just Rupert Murdoch was going after them, and the deal fell apart, stock dropped. Dish Network is rumored to be going after T-Mobile because DirecTV actually bought out one of the other.
Well, they wouldn't let Sprint buy T-Mobile because it would be a
But now you have these satellite companies and the phone companies merging. There's just the telecom and cables all merging right now. The two, Dish Network and Cablevision, they don't look that attractive. I think their assets are, they're just pipeline providers. They don't have any content.
Okay.
So that's less attractive to us. It's always been. Content drives everything because that's where the value is, right? Time Warner has some content, and they're growing faster than Dish Network and Cablevision, and they're cheaper. So I would be leaning towards selling Dish Network, and if they wanted to be in that industry, or anything related to that industry, Time Warner is a good pick.
Well, it'd be good because it just got knocked down.
Yep.
Because of the
The deal fell apart.
And
if I were to put on my speculative cap, I would say that Rupert Murdoch's going to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a question or two. We got time for at least one question here in this segment. We got a bunch of answering your questions coming up, and let me see. Patrick from Sandy Springs, how soon do you consider a stock for investment after its initial public offering? That's a good question, Teddy.
That's a great question. We have a firm policy of not buying IPOs due to the usual run-up in new price, as well as not a lack of financial information. Spinoffs are similar. Our philosophy, Gene, entails looking at projected earnings growth and financial strength, which is not available for an IPO.
Correct.
But sometimes there are exceptions. If you remember Lucent Technologies, Several other really big spinoffs.
Out of the phone company.
Yeah, we had financial data on them because the companies were big and they really they provided great details. And also, UPS, while we didn't buy it because it ran up so much, that was a high-quality company and it had ratings straight out of the gate. You know, it had an A++ financial strength rating because we knew and they provided a lot of information to the financial rating services. So typically, no, we don't buy them. And typically we sell spinoffs.
He said 3 years, 5 years. We don't have a time limit on that. If something comes out and initially when an IPO comes out, it tends to get overvalued.
Yep.
People go after it, and then it settles down, et cetera.
Yeah, it's usually about 6 months in,
according to
most of the academic studies.
Yeah, I would think you want to take a look at after 6 months if you have enough financial information on it, et cetera. But most of the time, you buy it at an IPO, you lose money.
Yeah. Now, if you can get in at the IPO price, that's another thing.
Now, maybe explain that particular point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, so most people cannot get it at IPO.
Yeah,
they buy it on the secondary.
I'm bringing my stock out at $30 a share, and all of a sudden you say, boy, I'd like to buy it at $30 a share. You call your broker, and what does he say?
No way. He laughs.
He laughs. It's $47.50. What? It just opened this morning. I'm sorry.
It's a limited amount of shares that they issue, and they give them to their big clients, and some of them keep those shares for themselves.
That's correct. So don't screw around with IPOs would be our general advice. Although, as Teddy said, there are exceptions. But we always say that.
Teddy.
Yeah.
Allison from Douglasville.
Uh-huh.
I've been looking at Hunang Power International.
Yes, that one. Yep.
My golly.
Hunang?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know utilities aren't your favorite, but they've really done well for me, and this might satisfy some international exposure needs. Should I buy?
Hunang, what kind of company does that seem like?
Korean or
Chinese. Chinese utility. They develop, construct, own, and operate coal-powered
plants. It's a trade
plants.
Here? On ADR?
It trades in ADR, which I respect.
Yeah.
Because that means they have some transparency.
They have to do some accounting's got to equal.
Yeah, they got a 5.41% dividend. And, you know, China's growth is moderated, but I suspect that the longer term look for China is more growth as, you know, we have a higher standard of living across the board in China. But having said that, I would want to have some really good research on this company. And there is none available. Okay, so on the outside looking in, it looks good right now. But for me and for us, we would only want some concrete evidence.
I think here's our concern, and that is that there is no transparency in China.
Mm-mm.
And that maybe you've read recently they have phantom cities in which they have skyscrapers, everything empty. Mm-hmm. And they keep building to keep their people occupied.
Yeah.
And what happens is that they can massage these figures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think the American companies can massage their figures for their quarterly earnings, you have no idea about China. I'm very leery of owning anything in China, and especially something as basic as electricity.
Yeah. I agree.
Other than that, it pays a 5.41.
For how long?
That's the question.
Avoid it.
Listen, if you own it and you don't have a lot in it and it pays a 5.41, if you're prepared to lose all or half of your money in a year, keep it.
Is that a prediction?
That's one heck of a choice.
I said if you're prepared to face that situation.
I got you. Could you say that about every stock?
No. Okay. Most stocks I don't think that will happen to.
All right.
That's more than I thought he would have given it, Bill.
That's true. That's why.
Man, no respect.
None. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.